Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Barry Joswiak of the 5th Legislative District in Berks County. Representative Joswiak, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, things are pretty slow in Harrisburg right now. The House of Representatives and the Senate did their duty, finished an on-time balanced budget, sent it to the governor, and he has seen fit to veto these bills. What's going on with the budget situation right now? What's some of the viewpoint from the General Assembly?
As you know, we passed a balanced budget that did not include any tax increases, which is really what our constituents are asking us to do. Hold down spending and don't increase taxes. The leadership from the Senate and the House have met with the governor, and they're trying to set up more meetings to discuss things with him on the budget. At this point, the governor himself has not taken anything off the table. He has not negotiated at all to reduce his spending plan. In fact, I'm hearing he wants to increase the spending plan and increase the taxes, which is something that I will not vote for.
Also, there was some pension reform legislation that was approved by both the House and the Senate, put on the governor's desk, designed to hopefully save taxpayers some money. What's going on with this legislation?
Well, currently, the bill that we submitted on pensions kept the current pension system for retirees and people in the pension system the same. Their pensions would not be affected. What it did do, however, was affected all new hires. It would put them into the 401k type plan. And by doing this, this would save the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania over a series of many years approximately $11 billion, which would reduce the $50 billion deficit that's in the pension system now. We have to reform this pension system because it's continually costing more and more money. And what I want to make clear to the people that are currently in these systems, this is promises made and promises kept. You will get your pensions. New hires will be put into the 401k systems, and even the legislators have agreed to change our pension plans from defined benefits to defined compensation, just to show good leadership and that we treat everybody the same. And reforming the pension system the way it is today would actually help protect homeowners from future property tax increases. This is a reasonable solution which helps save the state an estimated $11 billion over the period of many years, but it helps stop the bleeding on the deficit of the pension system.
Any reaction to the governor's recent pronouncements that he intends to veto that plan?
I've heard he's going to veto it. I think it's a mistake on his part. You know, we're trying to work with the governor, but it seems he wants to say no to everything that the people have asked us to pass.
And speaking of things the governor decided to veto, he has decided not to approve landmark liquor privatization legislation. What's your view of this issue and his veto?
Well, we passed the bill in the House and the Senate and sent it over to him to privatize the liquor stores and make it more accessible to the public, which in our polling, 80, 90% of the people want this. Really, liquor sales is not a key function of government. The key functions are roads, bridges, schools, and just general operation of the state. So by selling the liquor stores off, would have generated an estimated $200 million annually, which would be put into the system to help fund the schools and fund other state obligations.
And since the governor has seen fit to veto almost every major legislative initiative that came out of session in June, what's going to be happening here in the near future?
Well, I think two things. I think the governor is actually trying to create a crisis, and he wants things the way he wants them and at the taxpayers' expense. And actually, everything that he's doing just wants to send money from all over the state right down the river here from Schuylkill River, right down to Philadelphia. And I think anything we do should stay right here. Currently, the leaders in the Senate and the House have ongoing meetings with the governor's office, and the Senate will be in session Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and we will be in session a few days after that, the House of Representatives, to go back and work on some other issues that's coming to the forefront.
Representative Joswiak, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Barry Joswiak.